Yeah, so there's some really, so here's the thing. I want to caution here and be clear. These are allegations, they're accusations. However, last week, Security Minister Ben-Gvir released on his own Twitter feed a video showing him mocking and abusing and roughing up zip-tied peaceful, by definition, peaceful peace activists who were on the Gaza flotilla. The IDF landed on their ships on the high seas, international waters, right? So clearly, this is a kidnapping. People are like, oh, well, someone in the comments early on today said, oh, that's an exaggeration. It's not an exaggeration. I mean, you're in international waters. No nation state has any jurisdiction over you whatsoever. And so no one's army has the right to come and grab you and snatch you and take you to their country. Even if they know you're coming to their country, they don't have the right to grab you until you actually arrive, right? So anyway, Ben-Gvir, like, he's making fun of them. They're pushing them around, including women. A lot of the activists came out, and there's some very well documented, quite a few cases of broken ribs, other broken bones. They were obviously beaten savagely by the IDF. There were allegations of sexual violence, including rape with a gun. So very serious stuff. The IDF is, like, of course, denying everything. At this point, I mean, I think there's a bunch of things going on here. For me, my first thought was, okay, so obviously there's always a possibility that these activists might have lied. But if that were the case, why would they not have lied a year ago when they did the same thing and they were also captured, but by their own account, they weren't treated as badly. And then B, at this point, Israel has lied like the day is long about everything that they're doing in the West Bank and Gaza and Lebanon, over and over and over, to the point where they have negative credibility. If they tell me that the sun is shining, I go outside and take a look. I mean, so I'm going to just say, I don't, I mean, this may not be true, but I'm betting it probably is, and I don't believe anything that the Israelis have to say.
I believe everything those activists have to say is as if it's a flat fact from God himself. Period. Israel is a country of rape. It's like, would you be shocked that the Nazis committed murder? Not really, the Nazis. Same thing. Same thing. They're Zionist animals, degenerates. Has nothing to do about. We have watched them rape a man on camera with 60% of the population saying, we agreed that this should be okay. And with part of the population breaking into the prison to release the rapists who raped the man on camera. That is who we are dealing with. And there's incentive for states to, let's be honest, to be abusive when situations continue to present themselves and they don't have a way out of that situation. So, yeah, for January 6th, the US government put the screws to January 6ers because they wanted to make it clear to the public, don't do this. You will be punished to the fullest extent of the law. So yes, we're going to try to put you in jail for 30 years because you attacked the state. And the state has a monopoly on violence. This is a no-no. This is what Israel is doing. Okay, you did it once. That's cute. You did it twice. That's real cute. You did it three times. Okay, now we're going to hurt you in these prison cells. We're going to injure you, etc. You do it a fourth time. There will be rape. There will be broken ribs. We will intimidate. We will mock. We will do these things because it is in the interest of the state to try to create a disincentive for people to do it. Yeah, I believe everything that they're saying. Of course, they know what's popping up.
What do you think of the tactic of the flotilla? Do you think it's stupid or do you think it's effective?
I think it's like the civil rights movement's response. So we will have freedom rides into the South. We will highlight the viciousness of the American state for people who are trying to push for freedom. Meaning the broken bones on some level is kind of part of the process, as
Like,
bad as that
so it's sort
sounds.
of like on the Petty Bridge when you see these Southern sheriffs' goons with their
Beating the
dogs
shit out of people,
attacking,
yeah.
or like or these hicks, beating up young men in suits and ties who are just trying to order a hamburger at Woolworths.
Exactly. That's what they're trying to accomplish. The problem that I think they're running into on this one is African Americans and whites that were working with African Americans, and by the way, many Jews that were working with African Americans, was trying to point out the hypocrisy of a state that calls itself freedom, justice, love, and light, who's positioning itself on the world stage as if it's this beacon of justice, while it simultaneously beats the shit out of people wearing suits, right? Who's just trying to get freedom. Well, Israel is a settler colonial state that started off with a massacre and has continued subjugation and killings over the course of its entire history.
And lied about it repeatedly.
So this is the state that you're talking about, a state that just committed a genocide in front of the world stage. It's not going to care about how people perceive them beating you and treating you. They're just not going to care. That's not meaning, I understand what the flotilla is trying to do, and God bless them for doing so, because states aren't doing anything. Mm-hmm. But you're trying to shame an unshameable entity.
Or you're trying to expose them. I mean, in a sense, in that kind of way, Sinwar is kind of it's kind of true that there's an alliance and an alignment between peaceful protesters and Hamas, in that Hamas's goal on October 7th was to expose the Israelis as the monsters that Hamas thought that they were. And they thought, well, the whole world doesn't see Israel. They're signing, you know, the Abraham Accords with them. They don't see them as monsters who are oppressing us in an open air prison in Gaza. So we're going to, I mean, I've always maintained that the biggest mistake, that the biggest thing that could have fucked over Hamas would have been a kind and gentle response on the part of Israel. If they had literally gone into it, treated it like a police matter, just played up the victimization card, not gone in heavy with a military response, Hamas would be fucked. But what Hamas wanted was exactly what Israel did. They wanted Israel to expose itself as a monstrous, heinous, colonial, extremely violent, murderous state. And now they have. The whole world sees it, and I don't think Israel's never coming back from this. If you care about Israel, you've got to know, like, it's fucked. I mean, they can continue to be a nation state, but they're going to be so isolated, it's going to make South Africa under apartheid look like nothing.
That is a hell of a strategy. I thought the same thing, by the way, but Jesus, that is a hell of a strategy. Like, because you think to yourself, you are effectively saying the only thing I have to leverage in this situation is blood. I don't have the capacity to beat you because you're being supported by a superpower as you go through your subjugation. But if I can expose you on a world stage, okay, but what that means is I need you to kill a lot of people so we can point out who you actually are.
That's right.
The only thing I have to offer is blood. Mm-hmm. Not even just mine. Yes, I'm willing to sacrifice mine. But the catch becomes, okay, well, what is the price of freedom? And as I often point out, you know, the price of things is not always appropriated in money. Sometimes it's in pain.
I mean, the population of East Timor was, I think like decimated. I think they lost like a quarter of their entire population in their independence struggle.
Yeah, how much is freedom worth?
I mean, I used to have this argument with my, with my father-in-law, who was Taiwanese independence activist. What will we need to do? I'm like, honestly, we have to declare independence. The Chinese may invade. They may kill a bunch of you. And if it looks really savage and ugly, you will possibly end up with your independence at the end.
Yeah, that's a hell of a, I mean, these are hard truths. are hard truths.
Yeah, but that's one of our specialties here on Deep Program.
Yeah, hard and uncomfortable truths. Because yeah. I remember when I pointed that out at the radio station, I was like, they are compromising in the sense of saying, look, we are willing to exchange blood in order to accomplish our objectives. And for an American audience, it's like, whoa, what do you mean? It's like, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, we're not even willing to sacrifice a weekday off work for to go and protest.
We don't like to pay $4.50 for gas.
Yeah, we're soft, man. We're very soft.